25. Cody Mack has 8. Jordan Hamilton, 8. 2 apiece for Mark Newton and Kristen Christensen. And let me get the totals here. Let's see, that was a 14-point quarter. And for the Malamutes, 9 for Cobb, 8 for Robert Clay, 7 for Tyler and Nealon, and 6 for Jeffrey Clay, and 10 for Matthew Ascoak. Ascoak shut out in that quarter. And going to the fourth quarter, it'll be Malamute's ball on the far side, trailing the T-Jacks by 5, 45-40. Inbounds to Nealon, and we're back to action. Hopefully we can make it through this quarter, folks. Left side to Jeffrey Clay. Long cross-court pass to Ascoak. He holds the ball high, lobs it out now for Cobb. Back to Nealon. Down low, Ascoak's got an open two. He sets and takes it. Rolls around and in. Boy, that one penalized everybody. Nearly came out of there after making two circuits around the rim and drops through to cut the T-Jacks lead to 3. Johnny Samuelson now with the lob pass in for Jordan Hamilton, tipped away from behind by Ascoak as Jordan was coming to the floor with it, and it's taken there by Nealon. Malamutes cross the Angel logo and go back in the offensive to Ascoak, and Nealon launches a long 3. No good off the back of the rim. Long rebound corralled there by Cobb. He gets it to Ascoak. He drives in, lays it up. No good. The ball bouncing around and taken again by Newhalen. Newhalen getting a lot of loose balls. Here's a pass from Nealon to Robert Clay. Down to Ascoak. Lobs it out to Clay. Right wing. Right corner to Ascoak. He got away with steps right there. The ball goes to Cobb at the foul line. Far side, and an air ball launch there by Nealon. Recovering the corner by Robert Clay, and he hits the long 3 to tie this one up at 45. Tie ball game with 6:48 to go. Coach Ralph Lindquist wants a full timeout. If the T-Jazz can just get on the ball there, hitting the defensive boards, they can take this game. But when you're giving a team that's as tough as the Malamutes, 5 and 6 shots at the basket every trip down the floor, it's going to be real difficult to walk away with a W unless you play absolutely perfect in every other phase of the game. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a breather here and grab a little water as we get ready to bring you the final 6:46 of action here. Malamutes open with a quick 5-0 run to not the score after the T-Jacks held a 5-point lead at the end of 3 quarters. Malamutes break the huddle and take the floor. Jordan Hamilton flings the water bottle away as the T-Jacks prepare to do the same. On the floor for King Cove, Jordan Hamilton, Mark Newton, Christian Christensen, Johnny Samuelson, and Cody Mack. Newton inbound far side near the half-court line. He'll be defended by Ignatie Cobb, number 5. Good pressure defense, man-to-man. Here's a long pass in the backcourt to Johnny Samuelson. He runs it down and brings it up with the right hand against Nealon. Johnny goes left. Stops underneath to Christensen, who puts it up. No good. That one wouldn't go. Robert Clay snatches down the rebound. The T-Jacks not getting many second chances. The Malamutes getting a boatload, and that's been the difference in this one. Otherwise, the T-Jacks might enjoy a comfortable lead. Long pass now by Nealon to Ascoak. Off his hands, but he recovers it. Gets it back now from Jeffrey Cobb inside to Robert, or Jeffrey Clay inside to Robert Clay. And Robert goes up and puts it in, and the Malamutes lead 47-45. 6:13 to go. Samuelson brings it across the timeline with the left hand, gets it to Cody Mack. The James offense being run now. Over to Mark Newton. Cody directing traffic. Mark reverses, gives it to Johnny. Johnny goes against 11, spins. The ball is knocked loose there, and it's knocked in the backcourt. And, oh, Johnny gets upended, and the ball is out of bounds off of Tyler and Nealon. Two number 11s showing great hustle there as they fought each other for the ball all the way the length of the court. And it'll be T-Jack's ball. Avery Samuelson checks in. Christensen goes out. Great job by Christensen. Coach Lindquist wants him down to the end of the bench for some quick instruction. Christensen flexing his ankle there. Johnny inbounds the ball to Cody. Full court pressure by the Malamutes. Now they back off to half courts. 5:50 to go in this one. 47-45 Newhalen on his 7-0 run to start the fourth quarter. Ball is stripped by Tyler and Nealon from Johnny Samuelson. He goes up, lays it in. Nice defensive play there by Tyler and Nealon, and it's a 4-point lead for the Malamutes. We're going to see what our T-Jacks are made of, playing their 10th game in as many days. Samuelson off the screen by Jordan Hamilton, drives in, lays it up and in. Acrobatic shot, no foul called as Johnny goes to the ground, and it's a 2-point lead for the Malamutes with 5:23 to play. Newhalen brings the ball across the timeline. Ascoak directing traffic on the left to Robert Clay, bounce pass to Nealon between the timeline and the 3-point arc. He dribbles with the left hand. Ginko settled back in a 2-3. Here's a pass in, and it's put in the lane to Robert Clay, who attempted to throw it out to Ignatie Cobb, and it went off his hand out of bounds. A turnover to the T-Jacks. With 5:06 to go, King Cove will have an opportunity to tie the game, trailing New Haven 49-47. Johnny Samuelson walking the ball across the timeline, switches to the right hand, goes all the way in, blows by everybody, lays it in off the glass, 29 for Samuelson in the game. Robert Clay not happy with his teammates' defense on that one, and it's 49-all with 4:48 to go as Anilin walks the ball up with the left hand. Lobs a pass right side for Jeffrey Clay. Down in the corner to Robert Clay. Holds the ball high as he always does. Back to Anilin. Got away with steps there. Puts up a shot off the back rim. No good. Rebounded by Jordan Hamilton. Nice job boxing out two Malamutes by Big J. He gets the ball to Cody Mack, who gives it to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny driving now. Goes into the lane. Stops. Kicks it on the left side. Avery Samuelson for a three right below us. Has all day to line up. Misses off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cobb, and it's back to the Malamutes. 4:18 to go. Ralph Lindquist tells Avery, good shot. Keep taking those open threes. And Nealon dribbles across the timeline. Long pass to the right corner for Ascoke. Number 33 holds it. Lobs it now for Jeffrey Cobb across the – or Jeffrey Clay, sorry, to the Clay brothers. Back to Ascoke in the right corner, and he knocks down an 18-footer. 51-49. The Malamutes regain the lead as the clock goes under 4 minutes to go, and this one seems like we just started. It's been such an exciting game. Johnny working on his screen by Jordan Hamilton at the top, running the James offense. Mark Newton with it to Cody Mack. Cody drives, finds Avery Samuelson underneath. Oh, what a play by Ascoke as he went up to reject that ball that was headed for the glass, and it's sure two for the T-Jacks. Ralph Lindquist exhorting Avery to get up with the shot. He waited and gave Ascoke time to recover and make that block. T-Jacks ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. They'll run a stack on the right side of the lane. Johnny slaps the ball, looking for the inlet entry pass. Still looking. Now he lobs it. Backcourt to Cody Mack. Cody dribbles inside the two-point line. Fakes, goes up, and it's in. A nice shot by Cody. Here's the length of the court pass now by New Haven as Ascoke trying to beat everybody down the court for a cherry pick. Cody Mack, after making the basket, hustled back, and Robert Clay throws a pass that is not resembling any that Peyton Manning might launch. A turnover by the Malamutes. 51-all with 3:25 to play fourth quarter. King Cove and New Haven giving us a great championship game. The ball goes to Cody Mack, now to Mark Newton. Mark, oh! He lobbed it down for Jordan Hamilton, and Jordan was breaking to the wing instead of the block, and it goes over his head, out of bounds, and the T-Jacks return the favor of a turnover, and the ball goes back to the Malamutes with 3:12 to go. And Nealon walks the ball across the Angel logo, stepping on the wings, throws it left side to Cobb, back to Nealon at the top, left side to Cobb. He'll launch his first three attempt of the second half, no good, rebounded there by Cody Mack. He gets it to Johnny Samuelson, and Johnny lost that one. And now he kicks it. And Ralph Lindquist calls a full timeout. Johnny got away with one there. I thought they usually call a technical foul when a player kicks the ball. He did it all in one motion, though, and maybe Mr. Silky Smooth blinded the refs with the smoothness of that show of frustration. No one was defending him, just took it and looked like maybe it hit off his knee as he started to make the turn and come up court. Ralph Lindquist gives him some quick words of wisdom as he gets to the huddle. Both teams gathered around their coaches. 2:57 to go. We're tied at 51. You have the feeling that we might still be here at 3 in the morning, tied at 212. On the floor for the T-Jacks as they retake the floor, Jordan Hamilton, Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, Johnny Samuelson, and Cody Mack. For the Malamutes, we have the Clay brothers, Eknaty Cobb, Tyler Anilin, and Matthew Ascoke. Robert Clay slaps the ball in, Brown's his brother Jeffrey. Nice pass, knocked away there by Jordan Hamilton, and Ascoke recovers it. And we're going to have a foul, I think, on the floor. It's probably going to go against Jordan Hamilton, if so, that'll be Jordan's third. It is. The Malamutes have the ball out of bounds. They run a stack to the left side. Pass out for Anilin. He gets it into Robert Clay. His jumper off the rim. No good. Cody Mack is knocked to the ground but tips the rebound to Johnny Samuelson. Now sets the screen. The ball is lobbed to Jordan Hamilton. Gets it back to Johnny at full speed now. Coming across court. Goes, splits the defense. Dishes to Avery Samuelson for a two. Blocked by Ascoke, and he tips it away towards half court. Hoping to get it to a streaking Jeffrey Clay, but he tipped it out of bounds right in front of the scorer's bench. And the T-Jacks will have the ball back. Ascoke with about his fourth block of the night. And that young man can sky. All of those blocks clean and not a hint of a foul. Inbounds pass from Samuelson to Cody Mack. Cody dribbles back to Johnny deep in the left wing. Closely guarded there by Nealon. Johnny nearly lost the ball. Now does a spin move. Goes up for a three. Good! Johnny Samuelson with 32 in the game. And the the T-Jacks lead by three with 2:22 to go in the ball game, and Nealon walks it across the timeline. 2-3 defense still being used by the T-Jacks, and Nealon thinks about a three, changes his mind, left wing to Azcoak, back to a Nealon. Number 11 dribbles with the left hand, lobs it right wing for Robert Clay, back to a Nealon. Azcoak in the left corner, defended there by Avery Samuelson. Now a Nealon launches a three, and he matches Johnny Samuelson. Tyler Nealon with a three, and he has 12 on the game. Two prize fighters going at it in this one, ladies and gentlemen. Punch for punch. Johnny Samuelson off the screen by Jordan Hamilton, drives around the defense, lays it up, no good. Rolls off the front of the rim, rebound down by Robert Clay, hands it to a Nealon, and with under 2 minutes to go, it's tied at 54, a minute 40 shown on the clock. Azcoak to a Nealon, back to Azcoak. Oh, and he might have had an up and down. Back to a Nealon, long three, in and out, no good. Rebound is gathered by the Malamutes. Azcoak drives in, blocked from behind by Avery Samuelson, and the ball is loose. Johnny Samuelson is going to save it into the Malamutes. Robert Clay lobs it cross court. Mark Newton off of Mark's hand. Whoa! Forget about pay-per-view. Just get out of the house. Get in your car or on your bike or whatever. Get down to the local Alaska high school basketball game, and you'll get your money's worth and then some, especially if these two teams are going at it. Robert Clay inbounds to a Nealon. 1:15 in the game, 54 all. Azcoak back to a Nealon. Back to Azcoak, left wing, lobs it into Robert Clay, kicks it out to Nealon. He drives lane, goes up over to Johnny Samuelson, and he makes it. 56-54, Malamutes, 1 minute exactly. What a game, what a game. Johnny Samuelson driving left, and it's stripped away by Tyler and Nealon. He's going down, and Johnny Samuelson can't stop him, and Nealon lays it in. Four-point lead for the Malamutes. Johnny brings it up quickly. Now he fakes, drives the lane, goes up for a two, off the back of the rim, no good, rebounded by Nealon. The Malamutes taking control now, 34 seconds to go, New Haven by four. Triple team in the backcourt, they get the ball to Robert Clay. Coach Lindquist wanted the foul, and now they get it courtesy of Mark Newton, I think. They tried to foul in the backcourt, the referee just ignored it. Overall, the officiating here tonight has been much better than it has been in the other games. I have to say that. That foul was actually called on Cody Mack. And with 27 seconds to go, there's a timeout on the floor. T-Jacks trail the Malamutes, who are on a 7-0 run, 58-54. We'll see what the that was the third team foul on the T-Jacks, so no one's going to the line. That works to New Haven's advantage. As long as they can keep possession of the ball, they're going to force the T-Jacks to either make a steal or foul, and they'll have to foul four more times to even put the Malamutes in the bonus. So this has been a wide-open game. The Malamutes up by four, though, with 27 seconds to go. Referee hands the ball to Robert Clay. He slaps and looks to inbound, gets it to Cobb, back to Robert Clay, down to Azcoak, to Nealon, to Robert Clay, and he's fouled there by Cody Mack with 21 ticks left in this one. Barring some sort of total collapse by the New Haven Malamutes, looks like they're going to win this championship game. Long pass to Azcoak. He's fouled from behind by Jordan Hamilton as he commits his fourth foul. That'll be the team's fifth. And the ball will be inbounds again. Robert Clay, long pass cross court to Jeffrey Clay. He's fouled by Christensen. And now the scoreboard now shows 18 fouls on the T-Jacks. If that was the case, now it's changed to five. I don't know how many that is in a half. That's the fourth foul in the last 10 seconds. That should, well, it should be at least 16 fouls. They were showing eight, then they were showing five, now they're showing one. I think they're flipping coins down there. Azcoak inbounds the ball to Nealon, gets it back to Azcoak, avoiding. He's fouled there by Johnny Samuelson with 17 seconds to play. Now, is this going to be 6 or 17 fouls? We'll roll the dice and see what they come up with. Might go back to 1. All right, that's going to be 7. 17 seconds to go. Matthew Azcoak at the line, number 33, a good free throw shooter. At least he has been during this tournament, the games that we've seen. Robert Clay was going to call a play, I think, on the side. Now he realizes that there's going to be free throws. 1-1 on the floor for the T-Jacks. Jordan Hamilton, Johnny Samuelson, Mark Newton, Christian Christensen, and Cody Mack. As Cope comes to the line, puts the first one up, and it's good. Clutch performance here by the senior tonight. He has 14 points on the game. Leading scorer Tyler Anilin with 16 for the Malamutes. Johnny Samuelson has 32 for the T-Jacks. Second foul shot is up by Azkoke and rolls around. No good off the rim. Grabbed by Johnny Samuelson. 15 seconds to go. Johnny comes down, stops at the three-point arc, launches a three. Good! Nothing but net! Ball is inbounded there. A foul committed quickly by Cody Mack with 6 seconds to play. The T-Jacks are not giving up. Way to go, guys. Way to go. Long-range three by Johnny Samuelson. Was there any doubt? And now Robert Clay will go to the line. He can seal this one if he makes both. He'll have a 1-1, though. The T-Jacks have Johnny and Jordan down low in the lane. Christian to mark up high. Two Malamutes in between them. Clay at the line. Dribbles the ball. Bends his knees. Launches the first one. No good. And the rebound is brought down by the Malamutes. A quick foul by Mark Newton. That ball was touched by Johnny and Jordan. Neither one of them could grab it. Oh, man. Would have been so nice to have that ball with a few seconds left. Instead, Azkoke at the line now. 3 seconds to go. 2-point lead for the Malamutes. Boy, that was our chance right there. Still a 1-1. Not in the double bonus. The rookie players are stomping their feet. Azkoke's foul shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Jordan to Johnny. 2-1. Long, long foul shot. No good. Off the top of the board as time expires. And the Malamutes hang on for a thrilling 59-57 victory over the King Cove T-Jacks, and they capture the 2010 Sockeye Classic Boys Championship. And let me tell you, nothing to be ashamed about for either team. The T-Jacks gather around Coach Ralph Lindquist. Jordan Hamilton goes to the bench and sits down, dejected. He stands back up as they congratulate now the Malamutes. And what an outstanding game we had. Robert Clay hugs Coach Ralph Lindquist. And you got to really admire and respect both of these teams and the coaches. A great show they put on for us tonight. But in the end, our T-Jacks fall 59-57. Johnny Samuelson still in the court, throwing up a couple more shots.